I'm going to turn this a little. I'm going to actually probably have to touch into my notes this morning, because in the realm of things that happened today, my meditation, I'm so happy to have learned about frequencies and choice, because I was standing in the kitchen in my little apartment, and I have shelves on the walls so the cats can be up high. And I heard it starting, and I thought, oh, not this morning. No, no. So one of the cats just leaned her little self over the shelf and gave back her breakfast all over the love seat. And I thought, oh, so I see. This morning's meditation will be cleaning up already eaten food. So I am bringing my notes, because I didn't exactly get the quiet time this morning that I wanted to review. But I also want to say the frequency of gratitude in the room, did you feel it when Maria talked about it and went around and talked to everyone? That's a frequency that shapes the quality and tone of not only how we are internally, but of what's happening in the environment around us. And I have really become kind of a nut job about frequencies, because moment to moment, we have choices about what are we going to be resonating with, what quality and tone are we bringing into not only our expression, but the way that our frequencies affect what comes back to us in the world around us. So one of the things I wanted to say, now, there are two ways to think about frequencies. So I think I've talked in the past that I was raised in kind of an unusual environment with my grandmother, who was not only a healer and clairvoyant, but she worked with nature spirits, and there was a lot of multidimensionality in my childhood. So when I think of frequencies, rather than thinking of them just as energies and qualities and tones, I was taught to attune to the embodying spirits of those qualities. So if I think of the quality of, let's say, compassion, I'm attuning. I don't see these things the way my grandmother did. It's just the map that got downloaded for me, so it's the emotionally most accessible place I carry around. I'll tune in on the spirit of compassion. But you don't have to. You can just say, I want to be filled up with and resonate with compassion, because it's a living quality. When my sister Carol and I used to take our mother out, sometimes it could be a little tense. So what I started doing, and I was astonished at the effect of it, on those mornings when we were going to be spending a day or a weekend with her, I would call on the spirit of affection to fill me. And I was quite surprised to discover that throughout those particular days, I had a really amazing bandwidth for patience and being present. And that started to give me feedback about, wow, you know, these intentions actually do something. They probably also interact with the quantum idea that intention and probabilities dance, so that the intentions we carry play a role in the reality that we're going to experience in some way, qualitatively anyway. Another example of frequencies, I told my sister Carol I was going to share this. So we've decided over the years, over many years now, we take a sister's week once a year, just for us to go off and be together, because we don't get to see each other in person all the time. Well, now, I am really a card-carrying introvert. There's just no way around it. My nourishment comes from quiet. You can find me in Central Park sitting with a tree. That, to me, is like as good as a Broadway show. It just really fills me up. Carol, on the other hand, is a card-carrying, exuberant extrovert. And so when we take trips together, I'm always pretty amazed at how she meets me halfway in my introversion. So one year, I thought, I'm going to try an experiment this year. So I called on the quality of flexibility. I said, I want to be filled up with flexibility during this vacation. I just want to see how that goes. And I remember at one point, Carol came up with a great idea. It takes me a while to meet great ideas. So I found myself just all of a sudden, just quickly, Carol had this great idea. And I said, sure. And first she wondered if the body snatchers had come and done something. But I also had another very different experience that I hadn't noticed before. I had a thought that came and said, I'm on vacation, what the heck? I had never had a thought like that. And it struck me that the frequency also affects how we're talking to ourselves. That was a real light bulb. I thought, wow, this is actually a profoundly tangible effect. Not only am I going with the flow, but I'm thinking as if I were going with the flow. So that reinforced my idea about how powerful it is to remember that we may not be able to do anything about what's coming at us. Where our choice point is how am I going to meet this? What quality do I want to bring to engaging and interacting with this experience? So I'm kind of really a nut job about this now. I just think it's one of the most important things we can do in terms of our quality of life. Another piece of this is that we know from quantum physics now, do you notice how quantum physics keeps demonstrating spiritual principles these days? I don't know how the physicists are handling this, but one of the things that has really become part of the conversation in quantum stuff you hear about out there is what's called entanglement, where they are demonstrating that everything is absolutely connected to everything else, that there is no possibility of separation of any kind with anything, with our human family, with nature, with... So I was listening to a man give a lecture, and he said something that really like took me to a whole other place. He said, think about on a night sky, think about the farthest star you can possibly imagine and bring that into your awareness and recognize you are also entangled with that. And it just, for me, it said, oh, the fabric of oneness is so tangibly gigantic and we are connected to and affecting everything. So part of one thing about resonating with frequencies, because we also participate in collective consciousness, certainly of our species, but I suspect of everything if we really were able to attune to it. When we're in a fear place or a place of anger, any of the kinds of qualities of being that unsettle us, it's useful to remember that that is being amplified by the collective, by everyone else, everywhere else who's feeling exactly that way. So it's not that we cause each other's distress, but we can amplify each other's distress by where we put our attention. So it's really kind of wild how you can shift gears quickly. One night, one of my cats, I love her to bits, and she has decided that one of the things she just has to do now every night, usually in the middle of the night, because I'm allergic to cats, I have a lot of air purifiers. So there's one in the bedroom, and it's a little one, just her size. And she has decided that one of the things she just has to do is go and sit on that air purifier and look around the room. The problem is, the controls are on the top of that little air purifier. So I'm in bed listening to her going, is it going to shut off right now or is it going to start the super blast because she's sat on it in a certain way that has all the little dots turned on? So this happened the other night. It happens now nearly every night. I realized I have to do something in me about this because there's no way to explain to her. You really can't do that at 3 a.m, please. What I realized is so often I'll have to get out of bed, walk around the bed, tell her to go away and reprogram it. It takes 30 seconds, but I am up at 3 in the morning. So one night, she did it recently, this was probably 2 nights ago, I thought, okay, you are up against a choice point here. You really got to figure out what to do, because I had gotten up, scooted her away, reprogram it, got in bed, and I felt a little bit of irritation. I wasn't massive because I've been working on this, but I had a little bit of irritation, and I thought, this irritation isn't hurting anybody anywhere except your body right now. So what I did, what I always do when I'm awake at night, and I'm awake every night now, good, you know, you reach a certain age and a whole night's sleep is sort of a thing of the past. But I thought, okay, this irritation, no point in having adrenaline running through my body when I want to go back to sleep. So I did what I do every night now. I just started seeing myself filled with light. And I got really detailed about it. I saw my legs fill with light, my arms fill, I just filled up. And for whatever reason, I don't understand, imagining myself filling up with light puts me back to sleep. I don't know why, what it is about that frequency. But that was one of those very silly, mundane choice points. But it was a choice point. So I want to really underscore how we have that kind of choice moment to moment. Another example is in a meditation, I got the input to go out for the day and notice what happened if I would walk around consciously radiating light. I thought, okay, I have no idea what that means, but I'll hold that intention. And I was on my way to Central Park. And once I got into the park, I'm in Central Park all the time, so I know how it feels to be there, what it's like. This was a decidedly different visit to Central Park. I found people smiling and stopping to talk. There was something happening that I wasn't doing, but the radiating frequency of light somehow was eliciting this very different experience. And that said to me again, this stuff's really happening. I mean, there's something really actually happening when we make a shift and we are consciously offering to ourselves and to the world around us particular qualities of being. excuse me, don't anybody jump and freak out. I'm testing negative, but I'm still on the other side of COVID, so still a little croaky. So frequencies. To remember that we are part of the whole everything that is. And I know there's so much suffering in the world right now. And it doesn't mean not to act when you need to act, but it's what energy are you coming from as you do whatever you feel moved to do. The key is how to avoid joining, making people an other in a negative way, how to not join hatred, rage, whatever, but to act from compassionate action. You know how the Dalai Lama, I love this about him. He'll talk about, somebody asked him once, aren't you ever angry? And he said, of course, but you go into compassion and you act from compassionate action, not from the anger. Those are, again, choice points. The other piece here, I mentioned how the frequency of flexibility changed my thinking, my kind of automatic self-talk. It's really important to remember that self-talk is self-hypnosis. So whenever you do something that you feel, oh, geez, stay with compassion for you. Because the negative self-talk most of us have been kind of trained into doing in this particular culture, it's self-hypnosis reinforcing exactly what you might be upset with yourself about. And instead, what would happen if you brought to that the frequency of universal love? I swear, every spiritual type person I watch online, and I watch a lot of interviews with people, all of them say universal love is the frequency that heals. And we can offer that to ourselves and our world all the time. It's infinitely present, infinitely accessible. Offer it to yourself also. I think for a lot of people in this culture, that's an even harder thing to do, is bring love home to your whole being. I every single day I give love to this community of other than human beings that is my body. The gift of that community of non-human organisms that make it possible to be here. And notice how it would feel to you if you every day remembered to thank and give love to this incredible organism that is your whole body. But I believe they've said it's mostly not human. And what kind of gift is that? That we can have this collaborative organism working together to support our consciousness. Blows my mind every time I think about it. It's like, thank you to all these, I mean, just everything. Although when you start listening to people describe what we really have living in and on our body, it's kind of like, I'd rather just think about them as non-human organisms. Thank you very much. So let me just see what I'm leaving out here. one of the practices, excuse me, that I wanted to share. You know, I don't know how many of you already do subtle activism, which is just what you're doing in a meditation or a practice where you're sending light to the world. But when it starts to feel overwhelming, I really recommend sitting down and doing something to offer energy to the collective. I've always had this image in my head of whenever any one of us takes a step that moves us a little more in a direction of wholeness or spirit, letting our spiritual being express more, I kind of think of the human collective as there's this path. And every step each of us can take toward deepening our presence, deepening our capacities, it's like putting a hand back to a person who's not quite there, who can grab that hand for their step. I think we're supporting each other collectively all the time. And bringing the frequency of self-acceptance, love, deepening our wholeness, being able to work with frequencies in the way I'm sharing, that's added as a skill to our collective. And we're touching people just as we're being touched by people who are steps ahead of us all the time, with inspiring, getting ideas, having the experience of these different potentialities. We're offering that to other people as well in every moment. So that's one thing, is that you're to be aware of the fact that we're contributing all the time to our human community and our non-human community, just by where we're landing in our being. So the subtle activism is one piece, just sending love to the world. But there's another practice, and this is about frequencies again. I learned this a zillion years ago when I was in a metaphysical school, and I would think I was in my 20s. That's a long time ago now, so way back when. But they gave us a practice that I've drawn on and adapted over all these years. And it just has to do with the way I'm adapting it now is have an experiment. Some week, starting out your week, pick a frequency that you want to deepen your relationship with for that week, right? And then it's like an experiment. You just see what it does. But what you do with this, so you've chosen your frequency, whatever it is, then each day, four times a day, you remember that in the morning when you get up, at noon, at 5 o'clock, and at bedtime. In the metaphysical school, I think they had us remembering that we were a soul in form. I can't, some remembering who we were kind of thing. But this can apply to any practice at all. And the four times a day starts to build in the awareness of what you've chosen. It makes it easier not to forget, oh, wait a minute, I chose to resonate with friendliness today or this week. You know, you're having an interaction with someone and it's not going well. If you're resonating with the frequency of friendliness, you're likely to have more options in meeting that uncomfortable situation than you're going to have if you're on autopilot. I actually think, I've probably said this in almost every talk I've given here, but for me, awareness is the transformational element in our life, making our lives better. Awareness without criticism, without all the hammering on the head from our negative self-talk. Because with awareness comes choice. And that's really the key piece, that moment to moment to moment, we have choice. Again, as I said at the beginning, even though we can't decide what's going to come at us, we have choice. And I could have had a very different morning this morning if my little Inanna's eruption had taken me to a negative place. But I've learned when there are catastrophes in the morning, they become my meditation. That's the way I've always framed it, actually, is, oh, that's what I'm going to be doing mindfully right now, rather than reacting. It's so easy to react, but I really encourage you to play with frequencies that help move in a more, in a gentler direction. Because we have that, and I'm so grateful for having gotten aware of the power of frequencies in our lives, really knowing what it means to quality of life and to what we're offering to our larger context. So just in closing, if my voice holds out, excuse me, that Carol and I are on our feet moving around is really, this little bug boy, 3 weeks later, I'm not sick, but the body continues to go through its experience. It's really quite an interesting, thank goodness for COVID tests. They make it possible to go out in the world, so I'm very grateful for that. But just to as a closing thought, remember that we are woven into a fabric of oneness that holds us all. And it's a saying from one of the Vedic traditions, I think, that we are woven into Indra's net out of which we cannot fall. And we bring ourselves to that oneness in every single moment. And I find life a really much more interesting adventure now that I know there is moment-to-moment choice that really actually affects quality of life. So thank you for having me again, and I wish you a beautiful rest of the day.